Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there and doing the best I can as fast as I can. How about yourself?
Moving along as usual, one foot in front of the other.
Uh-huh. I guess that's the only way you can do it, right?
That's it.
Yes.
Especially right
again tonight, but you know it's summer. You have to expect it. Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of interesting things going on in the heavens these days, eh?
Oh, it's a fun and games thing. You gotta love Uranus squaring Venus retrograde. It's a fun thing.
Well, the way I'm looking at that, too, is that a lot of people are having epiphanies about love past, present, and future, about where they need to be. And again, a time for reflection is often good, I think. And it's interesting because the Lion's Gate, okay, on the 8th, of course, it's in effect now. It's been in effect since July 26th. But it's interesting that during the Lion's Gate this year that Venus is retrograde in the sign of the Lion. That's pretty interesting. Okay.
Hi.
And
go ahead.
So it gives people an opportunity to look at all they've loved and all that's loved them. Really. It does. Right?
It does. It gives that examination, which sometimes we do need to take a step back. We do need to look at where we're our passions lie, what we love and what's important to us, and take that step back. And I happen to like this Lionsgate because it really opens up to the soul of love. It's not just moving forward and, oh, this is passion and this is love and this is great and giving all that fire energy, but it's making us actually sit back and go, well, let's take a little bit more of a look at this. You know, it has Mercury and Virgo, which is that examination and analyzation. It squares Uranus, which is great epiphanies. So I agree that this time period could really bond people very closer together, or it can separate them, depending on really what's most important to them in their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is an amazing time for reflection about that. And, of course, you know, it's interesting, too, because all three of the lunations, which people aren't talking about the new moon for some reason, I don't know why, but all three of the lunations, what we're dealing with here are super moons because they're more than 90% as close as they can get to Earth right now. So the magnetic fields, the waterways, the weather patterns, that's why we're seeing this. Because, again, you know, Earth, we call it Earth, but it's mostly water, okay? and so these things happen. So that's important for people to know that this is a very, very magnetic and electric time, I think, especially with Uranus and Venus together. So we are dealing with that. A lot of people have had technology issues already, and that's going to increase when Mercury goes retrograde on the 23rd of this month. The communication energies confirm everything. Repeat yourself if necessary. Use a parable to explain something to a person if necessary. These are the things that are going to be going on. So I'm giving people the heads up, you know. Slow it down a little bit. Try to respond and not react as much as possible. Okay? Right? Am I crazy or am I right?
You are right. Think twice before you act is a big rule of thumb right now.
Yes. And so it's been, we are living, as you say, in interesting times. The old adage. I like that.
It is. You know, I found it funny. When I was watching the news sometime during this week, and they just casually mentioned that, you know, 250 years ago we had a civil war. And it's like, really? When Pluto was at the same degree it is today?
Yeah.
And I just... I cracked that up because they went on, you know, they just mentioned that and went on to the rest of the news, and I just, you know, I went, wow, you know, and it is.
It was the Revolutionary War when we proclaimed our freedom. Yep.
Correct. The Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And so it's funny we're, sorry about that, why I said civil, I don't remember. But here again, I find it fascinating that we really are back in those transitional times. And it really is about, you know, what we love, who we are, and really connecting with others stronger than ever before as a result of that.
Yes. And the whole essence is that we wanted to love our living again. So we went to a new continent. Wow. That's big.
Yeah.
That is big. Across the Great Sea, okay?
Amazing.
Yeah. Now, the Lion's Gate, the thing about the Lion's Gate, it has a lot to do with the Sirius star. And it has to do with how the Nile would rise, okay? And that's what we're experiencing on the 8th. And we're already experiencing it to some degree, and we're going to feel it all the way into the new moon. And that's okay. But what it does is, again, and I'm going to share this with you only because I have the ability. I was on Facebook, and you know me. I try and put inspirational things out there. And I looked at my memories for today. And one of the things that was up there was fear, F-E-A-R, has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Okay? And I said, the choice is yours. I'm like, oh, yeah, I so get that.
It is all about that. Oh, I love that. I didn't see that one.
The synchronicity of the universe, things just show up right on time, don't they? It's amazing.
Always.
Yep.
You know, when you notice it, everything is in the right place at the right time for the right reason. We are here to face our challenges as well as our victories.
Absolutely. And the thing that I do also love about what's going on right now is that, again, these electrical storms, they actually do serve the gardens. And they charge the energy. They charge the earth. The wind moves through. There's like a lot of things going on that even though it may seem, you know, somewhat tumultuous, it still serves us in an amazing way.
Absolutely.
Even though we're not aware of it. Yeah. Tapping on the microscopic, on the ground level, as well as in the heavens, all these things that are moving. Okay. Yeah, sometimes it can be a bit catastrophic. We've seen that. But again, the earth does her own thing.
Yes, she does, and there's no control over it. It's all moving on its own way, in its own way. You can't, I love your saying, you can't push the tide.
You can't push the river, it flows by itself.
Yep. Love that
one. I
don't
know. Yep. And sometimes you just have to float. If you can do nothing else, float.
Absolutely. And it is. You know, you'll find yourself floating to safety in time. That's what the universe does. It rebalances itself out all the time.
It sure does. It sure does. Well, we've got a full queue. I suppose we should talk to some people and see what they need from us tonight. What do you think?
Okay, let's do that.
Area code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia. I live in Alabama.
Hi, Patricia from Alabama.
Hey.
Have you called in before? We've got a
yes.
number of Patricias.
Yes.
I'm just asking. I think you did. Okay. And what is your birthday, just so I can find the right Patricia?
It's 2-6-1973.
Gotcha. So what would you like to know today, Patricia?
I would like to talk about a prospect in relationship-wise. His birthday is 9/18/1980, and I like him. Very mature guy, very... pretty much got his stuff together financially, just in all the departments that I like. And so I want to know, what do you see? Do you see a life partner in him for me?
Do you know what time he was born?
I don't know the time.
And do you know what city he was born in?
I like to say, he's from the country. I want to say he's in Alabama. I just don't know what city.
Okay.
Yes.
That's okay.
Where does he live now?
He lives in Birmingham also.
Okay. We don't have a time, so we can't relocate him anyway. So let me just look at it that way. You have to put something in the computer to get his chart to show, sweetheart. Now, can you just give me a first name or a nickname for him?
I'll say Sid is a nickname.
Say again? Say again, I didn't get that.
SID for short, Sid.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. Very interesting. Sometimes what you lack, you will attract. That's not a bad thing. We try and balance ourselves out, okay, is what we try and do. And this one's a little different. Very honorable. What does he do for a living?
He drives truck, but he also has a business. So he drives trucks mostly, and he's trying to get that other business off the ground. It's sort of like in the food industry.
Oh, in the food industry. That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
Interesting. Because this one has a very refined palate, so I find that interesting. Highly independent. I like that as a result for this, because if he loves his work, he really has a strong love for life. His work is a pull he pivots off of, okay? This is a very deep, intense individual. And I have to say, it's quite entertaining. I would
yes,
definitely...
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. I'm
sorry.
I would definitely investigate this one, but my issue with it is this duality. I think you're a fixed personality in Aquarius, and you want something a little bit more consistent than this one can be, okay? I find it to be a great adventure, and in time, if you took it slowly, in time, I think it could be a great relationship. There's some beautiful... trines and blessing lines between the two of you. He balances you out. He grounds you a little bit more, makes you a little bit more practical, because you're not a very grounded individual. you're a fun individual, but you're a visionary. You're a humanitarian. I can say a lot of different things. But you're not grounded. And this one gives you that sensibility like you're solid. Okay, so remember that about this one. But I would take my time getting to know them, is what I'm going to say. And because the duality of this may tire you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm feeling much more positive about it than you are. but I have to tell you, because even though you're Aquarian Sun, sweetheart, you've got your Jupiter, your North Node, and your Vertex all in Capricorn. So they complement his Virgo, okay? His Neptune sits right on your Mars and Sag. You could be great traveling companions. Oh, my word. And as Jacqueline said, I so agree with the part of adventure, okay? His Saturn and Pluto sit on your Uranus and Libra, which means that you can remarkably both want peace, but you will not accept deception or lies or unfair things. You both have a good ethical contract, don't you? So I do like the chart a lot, and I do agree that there are many facets to it. And I so agree with Jacqueline. This one has to unfold like a rose to the sun for you to appreciate the different facets that you both bring to the table. And I think this could be really something very, very special. How long have you known him?
It's so funny that you asked that. I met him maybe about 3 weeks ago, and I've just really been fond of him. And each time we come together, we spend these hours talking and playing cards and checkers, and we just really enjoy each other. You would think it's a room full of people, and it's just he and I. And I really like his mindset, and he's a pure type of honest guy. You know, he just kind of lay it all out, and he seems wise beyond his years. I've never really cared for the younger, more of the older. For me, but age tends to have no place with us. It just seems like we're right there. We tend to finish each other's sentence, and it's very complimentary, the time
that
I've
been
with him. Yes.
And I would really investigate this, as Jacqueline pointed out so poignantly. I would really go ahead and invest some time and energy and intention in this relationship, because I think out of this is going to come self-discovery for each one of you in different ways. And so I will just flow with it and go with it. I wouldn't try to predetermine it, because I think that that could be its downfall. Okay?
I'll
I would just enjoy the heck out of this dude, man. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. That's what I told him. I just wanted to, like you said, just kind of let it unfold, you know. We are not putting anything out there. We're just going to let time tell, you know, and discover. That's what I would like. And we both agreed we'd like to take it very slow. You know, he said, you know, I don't mess this up. And I was like, yeah, I feel the same. So, yeah, totally in agreement.
Awesome. All right, well, you keep us posted, okay, sweetheart? And, don't be at the yellow light too long. Take the green light when it feels right, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. I love you both. Blessings. Many blessings.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. That is a very interesting combination. Wow.
It is, but that will be a fun one. You know, fascinating.
I know.
You know, in here.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Take the plunge. See where it goes.
Exactly right. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello? 216, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, my name's Sharon. How are you both this evening?
Excellent.
Doing well.
And yourself?
Good, I'm doing really good, other than allergies. Okay. Well, let me give you my birthday. It's September 1st, 1965, in Livonia, Michigan. And thank you.
What time were you born?
11:33, I think it is. You have it in your file.
Oh, a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Right. Your pleasure. All right. Where do you live now? Do you still live in Michigan?
I live in Westlake, Ohio now.
Okay.
That's why I knew that. You're September 1st, 1965?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And what city in Ohio?
Westlake.
Westlake, okay. That's what
yes,
I thought
ma'am.
You said. I just want to be sure. I'll make sure I'm looking at the right chart for you.
That would be nice. No, I know. I get it.
Yeah. You got that Gemini rising, girlfriend. I love that.
I
okay.
do. They say you turn more into your rising sign when you get older. That's what they say anyway.
Well, they say a lot of things.
Isn't that the truth? You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like the combination.
Sorry.
Okay, my question is, I'm getting my mid-review this week, and I am so nervous. I always am. I did get a good one last year. Do you see me getting a good review? I don't know. Can you see that by a chart? But you guys are kind of intuitive also, right?
Yes.
I thought so. Or psychic or whatever. I know charts are wonderful.
Yes.
You're always active.
All of the above.
First of all, you're a great worker. They must love you. Okay. But what you have.
That's an employer's dream.
Yeah. What you have is Saturn coming into your Saturn return, okay? And it's in your 10th house of your career. I think you're going to get some kudos is what I'm going to say. This might be not just a good review, but an excellent review above and beyond what they would normally do. I think you're going to get some kind of recognition for all of the work that you've done, you know.
Your charts are always, there is one woman that gives me the review. She's not nice to me all the time, but she does give me good reviews. But she, like, treats me not as nice as other people in the department. I just kind of, I'm always kind. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. This is the reason why I say you may be surprised that she may give you extra kudos this time or something like this. Because Saturn, when it comes back around like this, it's like the tenure. It's like the conversation, consolidation of your efforts have come back in full circle. And so something is going to happen that's going to show you that, hey, you're doing not just a good job, an exceptional job. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thank you.
I couldn't agree more. Because, again, Saturn's also the great teacher. Now, in your job now, do you do training of others?
Sometimes it depends, yeah. If we get new people, I do, yeah.
Okay, because I think that's another thing that they're going to note this time, that you are a great way shower for new people coming in. So I think that that's going to be acknowledged. And again, Saturn, even though it hasn't returned to you yet, it is forming a beautiful trine to your Mars and Scorpio. I love that. And again, see, you have invested in this company, and I think you're going to want to continue to invest in you. And that's how I'm seeing it today. I so agree with Jacqueline. Yep. And you have to understand all the Virgo energies right now that are going on. When is the date of your review? Is it before Mercury goes retrograde or after Mercury goes retrograde?
It's this week.
Okay, so it's before. Good. Because Mercury is sitting on Uranus, and that's why Jacqueline kept saying you're going to be surprised, okay? And I think in a positive way, Mars is sitting on your Uranus, too, in the fourth house of your security, okay?
Okay.
And again, Mars is opposing your Saturn in Pisces, and that's why she said, again, they are looking at investing in you. And they realize, now, she may be a little tough at times, but, again, sometimes the best teachers are a little tough. That's okay.
You said last
right?
time it was so cute. You said she had such a hard time getting to where she's at. Show compassion. That you picked her up. You picked up on her last time. She can be really nasty to me. I mean, it really is. I don't know why.
Yep.
But I know. Mm-hmm. I get it. But believe me, it's taught me strength. And I only have to go in the office twice a week. So we only, you know, all of us do. You know, we work at home 3 days a week. So. But that was great advice, you guys, both of you. I really mean it. I needed that tonight. I get myself so worked up over these things.
You know, Jupiter is
no.
only in Taurus every 12 years, okay? And Jupiter in Taurus has to do with manifesting. It's in Taurus now, and it's trining your Sun, Uranus, and Pluto in your fourth house of security right now. It's forming sextiles to Saturn in your natal. You know, you're in such a great space here, honey. I'd relax, I'd breathe, I'd expect the best. I wouldn't walk in there with one bit of trepidation. I would walk in there comfortable, secure, and inviting, just like that. Okay?
That's perfect. I know. And that's, when does it stay? Will it be in that way for the rest of the week? So if she gets busy and does it on Friday, am I still okay?
Oh, yeah.
You're still okay.
Question.
Yeah, okay. You're still okay.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
And the moon's going into Taurus tomorrow, too. And that's going to be there for 2.5 days. And then it's going to go into Gemini, your ascendant. So, again, I think even the moon is going to be in your favor for some good dialogue and a feeling of security. I think it's just going to work.
Thank you, both of you. Thank you.
You keep us posted, sweetheart.
I will. I call like every 3 months. Both of you have a wonderful
evening. Well, we love to hear from you, okay? We love to hear from you. All right. We're here for you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Way cute.
Yeah, you know those Virgos, how they pick on themselves too much.
I know, the overanalyzation process. And, of course, with Mercury there, too, and Mars there, too, right now, I find a lot of my Virgo friends are over-processing, but this is the time to do the research and get the details, even during the retrograde
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
So I just feel, again, the Virgos, although I find that when Mercury is retrograde in either Virgo or Gemini, because Mercury is the rulership of those signs, it's a double whammy. It's tough. But, again, because they are flexible, as you pointed out about the flexible signs, the usual signs, they can work around it. They can work with it. They can come up with an, even a new temporary solution when needed. They have that ability.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You okay?
I agree. Yeah, I just sneezed.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Get rid of those evil spirits.
Yes.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 954, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon, and my birth date is 4/16/55, and my time of birth is 4:46 p.m., and I live in New York City and was born in New York City. For a brief time, I lived in Florida, so that's hence the area code.
Okay,
but,
where do you live now?
In Brooklyn, New York, which is like part of New York City. My question is about my finances. I mean, how do you see that, you know?
Your question is about what?
Finances.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you said sinuses, but that was because
I
think Jacqueline just sneezed. Okay,
I have them. I have them too.
Yeah, that's funny. You can't make yourself up. Oh my goodness.
Sure.
All right, take a look at your money, honey, and see what shows up here. Mm-hmm. Oh wow. Cool. You've got really good health, don't you?
I hope so. I mean, I have a couple of things going on, but thank God nothing, you know, nothing major.
Yeah, I'm seeing some nice fire trines in your chart tonight, and I like to see that. And Chiron's involved in it, so I love that. Jupiter is moving through your eighth house of other people's money, okay? And also how you invest in yourself, okay? And it is squaring your moon in Aquarius. So you're not even so much looking for the finances. You're looking for more financial freedom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Look at the motive beneath the question, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The motive here is that you want to have more independence. And that's what having more resources is going to do for you, okay? Now, I'm going to just tell you a little very short story here. I used to pray for prosperity. I learned not to do that because I got buried alive, okay? So now I pray to prosper in all my ways, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want that balance, okay? I am thinking pretty good about this. But Jupiter's, so you do not have a lot of Earth in your chart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have probably as little as I do. But you have to remember that Earth loves water, okay? And Jupiter is in Taurus every 12 years for a full year. And in its tour, all the way until April of next year, it is going to be forming a beautiful sextile to your Jupiter in Cancer. And it's going to be forming a beautiful opposition to your Saturn in Scorpio. So you're in a way right now where this is like a balance beam, and be in it to win it. Don't just look for the kill. Look for the strategy for a little bit longer. Don't just look at the short-term reward. Look at things a little bit farther into the future. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. I'm on the same page as Aphrodite because, you know, financially, it's not about the money. It's what it can do for you. And I say to you, you're not going to go out and buy Rolls Royce, okay?
No. Mm-mm.
Right.
I mean, it would be a nice thought, but
I got
it's not
real.
It's not something you would drive around every day. So here again, you're much more practical than that, okay? And again, talking about in all of those aspects, Aphrodite was talking about how many blessing lines are here. I think that here again, the one thing that she didn't mention about that water earth energy is that your Venus is in sextile to Uranus right now in that eighth house, as well as during that same period of time, it will be in sextile to Jupiter. This is about your aspirations. I go so with Aphrodite with this. If you want to go on a cruise, go on a cruise. It's not going to kill you financially, okay, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Your decadence isn't overindulgent, but it is about that freedom, and it is about really you loving yourself enough to have that freedom to do those things that you want to do. Again, here, you're not one that's going to go out, you know, and spend thousands of dollars on an evening. That's just not you. Okay.
No, absolutely not. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well,
that's so true.
have your fun. Don't worry so much about it.
As I'm getting older, I'm looking at these things and I'm saying, I'm good. Before you know it, I'm going to be 70 years old. So I just kind of want to just enjoy whatever, time. I mean, I'm still working part-time, and I don't know, what's going to be with that but I just want to, just at this point try to enjoy my life as much as I possibly can without putting too much strain on my finances. So that's perfectly correct.
And here again, I think you can, loosen the purse strings just a little bit to enjoy it.
Right.
It's not going to hurt you. Financially, you're fine. Everything's in place. Financially, you're fine. Okay. So enjoy it a little, loosen up a little, and don't restrict yourself so much, is my point.
Yes. Right.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, many blessings to you girls, and you guys have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Keep us posted, sweetheart, okay?
Yes, definitely. And thank you again. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Sweet night.
Okay. Have a great night.
Cute. Very cute. Well, we had one of those mystery things, 11111 numbers, but they signed off, so we'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Let's see, where am I at? It used to tell me how long a person was on hold, and it stopped doing that again. All right, here we are. Area code 845, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
My name is Maria.
Oh, hey, Maria. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Good to hear from you. You see me, when are they going to figure my roof, my aluminum roof?
When are they going to figure what? I'm sorry?
My aluminum room, the roof.
Oh, when are they going to fix the roof? Let's take a look and see.
When is your birthday, Maria?
May 15th. 1942.
Correct.
I cannot find her.
Okay, you want it? I'll give it to her, Maria.
Thank you.
She's May 15th, 1942. We have no time on her. So, and she's Darago, Italy, D-A-I-R-A-G-O, Italy.
Got it. I have her at 12 p.m. Why do I have her at 12 p.m.?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay. All right. So what's the big question? The big question is about the roof?
Yeah, when's the roof going to get fixed?
I'm going to have a big leak on the roof. Listen, I put in my daughter, Christine, to bed. Please, I put in my daughter. I think I put it.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my mom's call. How are you?
Doing well.
That's
so good. So she's looking at when her roof is going to get fixed on her house. Is that correct?
Yes, insurance is giving her a hard time. I'm trying to get through to them. I don't know, do you even see them finally stepping up? I finally spoke to somebody. Her name was Angelica, but now she's not returning calls. They've just been, you know, extremely difficult this time to deal with.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Well, I have to tell you, I think it's still in delay. I hate to say it, but I have to tell you what I see. Mars is right now in Virgo, which has to do with work. Now, for some reason, you showed up being born at noon to me. I don't know why. But it is forming a square to your Mercury in Gemini. And Mercury is getting ready to go retrograde in the heavens, also in Virgo, on top of your north node. Do I think that they will fix it perfectly? Yes. Do I think you're still in delay? Yes. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I'm sorry, I'm in agreement with Aphrodite. I think this is a matter of due process. I think they're making you do more paperwork or give more information than what normally would occur. This is, again, it's more research, more information is what's going to be needed before they're going to put her roof on her house. So,
well,
but, okay, the fact is, and this is the reason why it's happening, if you look in the bigger picture, the roof will be better than it ever was once they finish it. I have to agree with Aphrodite. Mm. The end result will be beautiful, but to get there, it's a little bit more of a journey. I'm looking at the fall, probably
really?
September.
Wow.
Yeah, probably September. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably going to take.
I'm looking at October 1st.
Wow.
At the earliest, and yeah. Now that being said, you need to do what you need to do to preserve your things and your abode, okay? Knowing that there could be some delay. So do whatever you can do individually, or if you have a helper or a friend or whatever, to make it the best you can until it comes to fruition. Because Mercury is going to be going retrograde on the 23rd, and if not out of the shadow, until the last day of September. So I'm telling a lot of people that are looking at construction issues, the 1st of October is probably when it could be done. Now, the thing is, in there and start to work on it and discover more. But it's good because at least that way it will be safe. No mold, no issues. They'll do it perfectly, but it might take a little more time than you would like. But in the end, it will be a treasure. Okay?
Wow. And you feel that Allstate will pay for it? I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said the name on the.
Well, you're born on the new moon with your sun and moon both in Taurus in your 10th house, so I have a feeling yes, an organization, okay, that you're under contract will see it through. But the frustration lines, again, as Jacqueline pointed out, there's always going to be one more question, one more thing. But I think yes, you will get it done. And I think that they will end up paying for it. Jupiter's in Taurus this year. It's only there every 12 years, sweetheart. So Jupiter is going to bless you. Okay? It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. She's been dealing with this. It's been such an ordeal. I thank you.
I know. I'm so sorry. Oh,
yeah.
I know. I hate that. It takes so long to get people together to work in cooperation anymore. It's a difficult task. But again, I see good in this for you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. Many blessings. Thank you.
Many blessings to you, sweetheart. All right, have a sweet night.
Thank you. Much love. You too. Thank you, both of you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's such a sweetheart, isn't she? Oh, my goodness. It's hard to wait when you have to get things done around anymore. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. This one is definitely in delay.
Yeah. But I just think that they will, because of the delay, though, I think more attention to detail with this one. I think it'll work out okay.
Oh, I agree. I agree that even though it may not be the timing she likes, the timing is imperfection in itself because of the end result.
Yes. Some things are worth the wait. Although, I have to say, patience is not always my strong suit either, Jacqueline.
I hear you.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 917,
hi,
you're
ladies.
On here. Hi.
Hi, yo. My name
good,
is
how
Ashiel.
Are you?
Not bad. First, I'm calling on the show. Hopefully, I can get some guidance from you guys.
And what's your name again?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Okay, Asher. What's your birthday?
8-2-69.
And do you know what time you were born?
1:45 a.m.
And what city?
Brazzaville. I'm going to spell it for you. B R A.
Boy.
B. B as in boy. R as in red. A as in apple. Z as in zebra. Z as in zebra again. A as in apple. Z as in Victor. I as in island. L as in Larry. L as in Larry. And E as Edward.
In Congo?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
I didn't get the actual birth date.
August 2nd, 69.
I still didn't get it because you were both talking. Try it again.
69, August 2nd, 6. 69.
I got it now. Thank you so much. Great.
And what city went on your birthday this year?
I live in New York City.
All right.
Okay.
So what's your big question for us tonight?
My love life. I just had a birthday and I'm still single, so I'm trying to see if there's a chance for potential love interest coming hopefully soon.
Oh, and I think there is. Are you out and about and in the public this year?
Yeah.
Good, because you need to be, okay? Somebody's going to come along, and I like it, okay? In your solo return, your moon is in your fifth house of romance and dating, and it's right up to your midhaven in Gemini, okay? That is sextiling this Venus retrograde in Leo in your 11th house. What that means to me is that you're going to have more than one opportunity to have a relationship this year. It also does an interesting dance because Neptune is squaring that. So it wants you to stay true to your dream. It's all about being realistic about that dream of what you truly want as far as a relationship is concerned. Chiron, the wounded healer, is also in your seventh house this year, along with the Arabic part of fortune in Aries. So expect the unexpected. Be surprised. Be out in the open. Be looking. Be surprised. And don't settle for the first one that comes. There may be a better one coming again. I see multiple is what I'm trying to tell you. So don't think that the first one that comes along is it. Think about weighing and balancing which one's best for you is what I'm going to say, because your love life heats up in your solar return like you would not believe. And so I say, forward, looking for that opportunity and stay true to what you want. Okay?
Yeah. Can I mention something?
Sure.
Yeah. It's fun because you say you don't stick to the first one. There's someone actually right now. It's on the friendship level still that I'm attracted to, but I'm not sure. So I guess I'll just have to keep my options open.
I think you should.
Do you know their birthday?
No, it's just fairly new. It was just an attraction, and and it took me a while to open up. And I finally opened up. But, it's just, I don't know. We get along really well. But I don't know, it's something. I'm not sure if it's going to just be a friendship or if it's going to move, you know,
mm-hmm.
to move forward to something more romantic. I don't know yet.
Well, I think all love is good love, okay?
Okay.
And Venus is retrograding right onto your Mercury, okay, today. It's going to be there in a few days. And, of course, it's your solar return, which Jacqueline spoke to you about already in an amazing way. But I really think that right now I will keep the balls in the air like she advised. But I do think this one is worth looking into because I think this one can also help you discover more about yourself and what you desire now in this time period, okay? And that could be very good. Now, what, as far as your interests are concerned, the planets that are moving through your 11th house in New York right now, what do you do when you are going out to have fun? What is your interests?
I try not, like, one thing I don't do is I don't go to clubs or all that kind of stuff because I did that in the past and it never worked out for me. So I'm more
to,
do
you belong to like a health club or?
Yeah, I go to the gym. So somebody that I'm,
okay.
the one I'm telling you, somebody that I met at my gym, it's funny to say that. Yeah.
Yes. Because to me, again, there is potential in that gym. Anything you do that is good for you, you will meet someone that is also good to themselves. You're not going to pick up a wounded puppy or an alcoholic or that kind of thing. People, then, when they go to the gym, they're investing in themselves, their health, their wellness. They listen to music. I love this for you. And even though this one is there, there may be others, as Jacqueline pointed out. But I think I would go ahead and entertain this person right now because you're going to go to a rediscovery with Venus being retrograde so close to your Mercury of what you truly do need and desire. It's going to help you to sort it out. Take your time. Okay? Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I do. I'm right on the same page as you.
I love this. I love this for you. And you know what? You want it to be like a lightning bolt. You want to fall in love, don't you? Oh, my goodness. You are so cool. You are so cool.
Yeah. But what you guys say make a lot of sense, though. I really appreciate that especially when you, one of you said that you take the first one just to be open and feel, you know, I know for sure, you know.
Exactly.
I'm really happy
about
that.
And you know what? You need to remember one thing, sweet. You are a good catch. You are a good man, a really good man. And you deserve a really good woman. Remember this, okay?
I know. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And that's the reason I'm single. You know, I don't mind compromising, but I will not settle. No.
You're right.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes. All right, and keep us posted. Ring us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right, God bless you, sweetheart. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. We're pretty close to the top of the hour. There's one person that's been on hold for quite some time. Do you want to snag one more, Jacqueline?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. Happy belated birthday, Aphrodite. You know I love y'all more.
You're
yes,
so
lady.
Cute. Took it.
You are so cute. So what's
How
going
are
on,
you?
Sylvia?
And y'all are cuter.
So what's up with you today?
Well, I have submitted several applications for employment, and of course, I always think about what you said, pursue my passion versus the money. So those things are my passion, And if I lived in a place where I could rescue animals and get them, find them, put them up for adoptions, I would do that. I, because I love animals as well. So until that happens, you know, I'm going to be a 9-to-5 or 8-to-4 until. So hopefully the universe will make that, you know, put that out there and make it possible soon. So that's the question. So employment, I, praying, hoping, keeping the faith that, you know, I will get a call, calls or interviews and hired through one of these places.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Mars is transiting through your success of day-to-day work, okay? And the Arabic Pride of Fortune is there along with Mercury. I would not be surprised because they are in trine to Jupiter, which is in your first house. It's coming at you. So I wouldn't be surprised if you got a job opportunity here real soon, within the next week. What do you think, Ephraim?
Week or two. I think I agree. It's a week to 10 days. It's really tight. It looks good. Looks really good.
Yay.
I agree.
It's about time.
I want you to know something, that there is something that you loved in the past. Okay? What was that, Sylvia?
Career-wise, work-wise? Customer service.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I also got to work at the animal shelter here, but they have moved way out from where I live, and even if I caught the bus, it would be according to the customer rep service. When they put in the map, it was like it would be a 30-minute walk from the stop, even though I had put in a application with them. And I'm going like, okay, so much for that, unless I said I can call an Uber or a Lyft from the bus stop. That's what occurred to me. But
I want you to look at another place, not the one that's moved far away. I want you to look at something that could be closer, and I'm going to tell you why. What I'm seeing in your chart tonight is absolutely remarkable, okay? The Aries moon and the north node are sitting on your Venus in Aries in your first house retrograde. Venus is retrograde in Leo, okay, in your fifth house, which does rule, believe it or not, cats, but it also rules all the children of God, okay? And it's right on Uranus, the planet of Epiphanies, and open up your heart chakra, okay? We are at the Lion's Gate on the 8th, which all is about that Leo energy, which does rule cats. I'm putting this out to you right now because I'm seeing it. And Venus is in perfect trine to your Venus. You must do what you love right now, and you must go to what you have loved before and recreate it in a way that it's manageable. Dig a little deeper. Look and see what you can do. Because I think it would be acceptable for you, and you've got all these fire trines tonight that I'm seeing. Not that you wouldn't love dogs, too. I understand that, all these Virgo energies. Virgo rules dogs, so this is okay. But, again, I am feeling that you do need to follow your heart's desire right now. It is so good, and you know what's going to happen? You're going to get an opportunity. You are going to call us, and you're going to be so inspired, it's going to blow us away. Okay?
Oh, and I worked at the library in the past, and I've also reapplied for them as well. Yeah.
Okay. Go for this.
Yeah.
Go for what your heart's desire.
So,
we're about to go off the air, but I wanted to let you know these fire trines tonight are spectacular, and the earth trines can also serve you as far as getting the money, the payment, what you need for following your heart's desire. You will be rewarded.
Okay? Okay, great. Well, hopefully the library will call me, interview me, and offer me that job, because that's like home away from home.
Beautiful. Go for it.
Yeah. Yes.
Go for it. Okay?
All righty.
And you have a sweet night, love. All right? We love you much.
All right. Have a great week, great Sunday. Be listening out for y'all next week. Thank y'all for doing what you all do. I greatly appreciate you all. And I love y'all more.
Thank you. Love y'all more and more. Okay.
All right. Talk soon. Take care. Bye. Have a great one. Avita Zane. Au revoir.
Avita Zane.
That's Zoom nesting mal. If we meet again.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. We need to tell other people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're happy to serve you every Sunday between 6 and 7 p.m. And may you have a blessed week until we meet again. Happy Saints.
Have a good have a good week. Cheers.
God bless. Bye-bye.